Welcome, my beautiful one, to the first full moon of 2023. And wow, this holds some power for you. Not only on this day that it goes into peak position, but over the next several days, because it really signifies a season and a cycle change that we all have the power to bring in and carry through 2023. So this is a prosperous full moon. This is a prosperous new year. It's 2023, and it's the year of the seven. And it holds good favor. It holds abundance. It holds prosperity. And prosperity is really pro the spirit of you. This is why it's really important to take in this moment and slow down, because we are also in Mercury retrograde. It is a powerhouse full moon here, which is all about revisiting, rewinding, renewing, so that we may enter into the next cycle with our full integration, our full alignment and attunement to what is next. And what is next is big new beginnings. And what a great way to start your new year, because a new way is here for you. And so if you allow this deep reflection for what is the new you that is ready to step forth in 2023, you invite the clarity and the focus in, which is the superpowers for 2023. This is a year where there is elevation, expansion, abundance, upgrading, but all that comes with a precision of focus, a clarity connection to knowing the direction, knowing what this year is about for you, knowing the aligned actions for you. It doesn't have the same potent power. It becomes diluted when it's hazy and fuzzy and easily swayed and pushed around. So this is really where the fullest power is here for 2023, and what this full moon helps initiate, ignite, carry in. So in general terms, full moons always have this amplified, edgy energy, and it has the power to be activate so much. And now we take into account that this is the first full moon of 2023. It is the year of the seven. We are in Mercury retrograde. And the way all the positions are aligned energetically, if we can allow ourselves to tune in to number one, the focus of what is at its time to be resolved and solved. So think about resolve and solve. This new year opens with a deep resolve to solve whatever's been long held in a long cycle or season. It's now shifting. This cycle or season that's shifting could even go back as far as 12 years ago. Some of the astrological pieces is go to the summer of 2010. What was happening for you then? And I found it very interesting, even in my own life, because that's when my relationship kind of came from out of what I would say out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. I was preparing for inviting it in, but that's when my relationship began with my beloved partner, Jack, was 12 years ago in that summer of 2010. And this, it's not even just that it represents just the last 12 years, but if you can go to, that's how long this cycle is, season that we've been in of long held energy is shifting. That is your invitation. Whatever has been that long held energy, it's old, it is exhausted. There's no more energy in it to continue. And we felt this crescendo, you know, really come to the surface in these last few years. So whatever that old energy has been, it's not going to continue in its current form. And this is where it's very important for you to give your attention to what is the intention next, because everywhere you interact in our world now, in everything it touches, everything is grabbing your attention, and it will take you down paths that are for the intention to serve something else if you do not know how to root and anchor into what is your intention for your life. So a complete closing down of the old is really here for you, and you can make big jumps to start this new beginning. And I want to invite you to really take this holy, sacred time of connecting to what is ready to be resolved and solved so that you can set free. That's the second focus. What is it that is new that is ready to be set free? That is this year, 2023. Whatever has been kept small, contained, suppressed, held back, can spring forth in a new story that sets new dreams free. So this is the power that we have. So much is signified, even in my own personal life. I said I went back 12 years ago. Also, on this very day of this full moon, 20 years ago, hard to believe, my youngest son was born. So wow, it just represents, and now he's turning 20. And he's no longer a teenager. He's entering into really a whole new decade of his life. And what that represented even in my life. So we're really at this power window of pivotal times. You can go back into, and it all doesn't have to be something that was disempowering. Because I'm giving you examples of my life, of two different segments of my life that go back in long-held cycles that I know right now, I take that same power into my own personal life and saying, okay, what is the shift here? What is that deep-held shift for a new season to begin? Because old energies are done. And if we allow it, we will really be in this prosperous time of a renewal and a rebirth in a whole new way. And that's why our third focus is the prosperity promise of 2023, that encoded into the energy of this year is a promise of good favor, prosperity for you. Again, prosperity is pro the spirit of you. This is why it is, I even want to call it vital. It is vital. Like your vitality depends on it. Your radiance of your life force depends on it. Your soul depends on it. To really come into what is this for my prosperity promise for 2023 that needs to be lived. It's an abundance of good fortune that can stream in and support you if you have the clarity and the focus to place your attention for your 2023 intentions. This is absolutely why I'm starting this year out with a live guided life visioning event. And that'll be on January 8th, 1-8. This marks the number of connecting to the field of possibilities, the infinite, and really getting it to stick into bringing it into reality. And then as a bonus event, I'm going to do on 1-11, which is all about that inner and outer matching up, a bonus event on monthly life visioning. You can do it solo or you can do it with a partner. And me and my beloved partner, so you can grab a partner and learn how to do this together and support each other. Me and my beloved partner, Jack, have been doing this for several years, and it's such a great way for us to commune with not only our monthly life visions, but with holding support for each other. So the abundance of good fortune can stream in and support you if you have the clarity and the focus to place your attention. I mean, we hear these words, attention and intention, but this is the power my beautiful one, that your dreams are calling you forward to for 2023. So what I want to invite you to do is really take the time to write it right, what I call pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, to the universe, and allow what's ready to be closed to go. And then allow what's ready to be activated to come forth. And so one of the powerful ways that you can create your ritual to set free 2023 and bring all your worthiness to life is just start getting that clarity on naming. My cycle and season of 2023 is. And then name it. What does it mean to you? So what you want to do is you want to look to, and the simplicity of this really gives it some deep-seated rooting. It anchors it. It grounds it. I'm going to go through the four manifesting elements inside the life visioning and how to use that to really bring all the elements of grounding it, the earth element. That's what doing that does. Even just here right now, giving yourself the power to do this during your full moon ritual is when you plant it, it can become something. So that's the power of giving these naming and claiming to what 2023 is for you. I am deeply worthy and deserving to be. And then fill in the blank for that. What is that? Connect into your ritual for that word. Let it speak to you from your soul, the truth of what wants to come through for your life. I am deeply worthy and deserving to be. This year, 2023, is all about focusing in on your worthiness, really allowing your worthiness to walk its way deeper and more alive in the world. And then lastly, my 2023 power energy word is. And I really want you to invite you to hold the sacred power of it, not just being a word, something we place hold. Oh, okay, this is what 2023 is. No, let it become a deeply rooted filter, an anchoring, a prioritization of what you measure, what you allow in or out, what you create boundaries around in every area of your life. So, to make the most of this first full moon of 2023, what do you need to upgrade? What has been small? What has been silenced? Close the chapter on it. Let it go. This is the year of opportunity. Let this frequency become more amplified. What needs to be decluttered? Where are you having energy leaks? Where do you need to create boundaries? Let that become your release in this ritual. And if you want to take the time to come into a deep dive of really naming and claiming your life visions for 2023, I want to really invite you into this event that I'm doing. And it's live, it's guided, and it really holds power to walk you to the dream mapping that's inside of you that wants to come more alive, and it'll give you the clarity and the focus to carry that amplified frequency for 2023 and set your dreams free. Something significant is waiting in the wings to fly for you in your life. And it's beautiful and it's abundant. So this is the year to signify that prosperity, that beauty, that joy, that love, to live more alive in your life. So name what that is for you. Where do you need more prosperity? Allow that to become activated. This is not only 2023, the year of prosperity, this is actually the prosperity full moon? What needs to be wealthy and filled with potential to overflow? I just learned from a mentor how overflow is the light side of overwhelm. So that was really profound for me, because overwhelm is probably one of my deepest patterns that come from my family of origin. And it's been something, so this is where it's like, okay, what are the energy leaks? These are everything of what this year is about. And what's been overwhelming in a way that maybe it's paralyzing, that it's stopping. And then it comes into, okay, if I can give the clarity and the focus, then I can be into the overflow, which is what this year is. If I can allow myself to not be pushed around and confused by the winds that blow all around me, because I know this is where my focus and my clarity is, because it's true and my soul is speaking it alive. So, in closing, on this first full moon of 2023, this is about adding the good things to your life. It's not about cutting back, being small, and depriving yourself, silencing yourself, going along with the status quo. This is about really tuning in to the overflow and the potential energy that wants to go and move into an upgrade. Elevate it. So there's a prosperous flow. This is where whenever you go into this year, and especially if you're really clear on your visions on what is ready for you to ride the frequency of your focus, that you don't fall into the trap of getting swallowed up in being small or silenced or fear or doubt, because there's a lot of energies in the world right now that can be coming at you, trying to get you confused, in doubt, small. And if you're clear, you get to get into that energy that this moon and this year even brings, which this is a prosperous moon. I want your biorhythms to tune into the overflow, not in. That's, again, exiting out of the overwhelm and moving into the overflow, because you have the clarity and the focus, and that'll be your superpowers for 2023. So tune in. Allow the closing of the old to go, let it go. It's real simple. And then begin with the focus and the clarity of the beauty, the abundance that you need to add, of how you'll feel being in that frequency with your clarity and your focus. May the fullness of the light shine on, my beautiful one, for all that matters and is true for you. Let 2023 set your dreams free. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.